Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. This is a very special Olympic episode. We've talked about the Olympics a few times in the past because there's a lot of interesting things and unusual things that happen, and this is going to fall squarely in the unusual category. We're talking today about the 1904 Olympic marathon, the men's marathon. Presumably, they only had a men's marathon at that
I was going to say, was there even a woman's marathon? We're just going to move on. It was 1904.
So a little bit of backtracking to just remind you historically where we're at there. This was the third Olympics. The first modern Olympics had been in Athens in 1896, then Paris in 1900. And that brings us to 1904 in St. Louis at the St. Louis World Fair. So this is a big hubbub in America. And it's also in a time of historic political tension among some nations.
Well, that's true, because we were kind of running up to World War One.
Yeah. So the men's Summer Olympics, the marathon occurred on Tuesday, August 30th. So for us in the Northwest, it's cranking hot in August. And I think that's true across the U.S. It's one of the hottest times of the summer. And it was done in the afternoon. Race, I know, the elite athletes started like 7 or 7:30 in the morning in most races. But not in this one. They began in the afternoon. The distance had not been standardized at that point. So this event was 24.85 miles or 39.99. I think they were like a 40K. So it began in St. Louis in a stadium and ended there. But the race was largely run on country roads. They probably just found a route, mapped it out. Country roads. The race officials drove around in cars to monitor, which that's still common now. If you're on a road race, there's usually some pilot vehicles looping the course to make sure everybody's okay. And so, great, but they are on dirt roads. So all these runners are eating dirt the whole race.
Oh my gosh.
And it's, you know, in the middle of the afternoon.
And it's St. Louis. That would be so humid.
Mm-hmm. Not humid enough to quell the dust. There were 32 athletes, but only one had run the previous Olympic marathon, only Arthur L. Newton. So they're all new to this particular race. Some had done the Boston Marathon and they were runners and, you know, athletes, but none had actually done an Olympic event. This, an interesting side note, this marathon included the first two Black African runners to compete in the Olympics. Two Tswana tribesmen named Len Tau and Jan Mashiani ran. Len finished ninth and Mashiani finished in 12th. They say that Len could have done better. They were a little disappointed because he had to run nearly a mile off course because he was chased by an aggressive pack of dogs.
Oh, no.
When I first read that, I'm like, oh, come on. It was a hot day. It's dusty. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Yes, he would have done better had it not been for the pack of dogs.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're chasing by a pack. You stop the race and you like, oh my gosh. Okay.
Uh-huh. You give that guy an altered, give him a pause. You adjust his time. They did not do that.
They were like, well, he made a choice. He chose to get chased by dogs. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 32 runners started the race. 14 finished.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So already you get the picture. It's August in St. Louis, afternoon run, dusty roads.
Oh, God.
So the first finisher was Fred Lors. And Fred ran for 9 miles, but these extreme weather, he dropped out, hitched a ride, and he was waving at spectators and runners like he was just done in having a good time. So for 10 miles, Fred waved and just had a great laugh about it. But the car broke down at mile 19. So he got out and he rejoined the race and jogged across the finish line first, of course. His picture was taken with Alice Roosevelt and they were about ready to award the medal. And then somebody's like, he was riding in a car. So he says, ha ha, just joking. And I can totally see a young man being like, let's see how far they take this.
Oh my gosh.
And he was banned from amateur athletics by the Amateur Athletic Union for a year. But he did go on to win a Boston Marathon in the future. So he did have running chops.
Or did he?
We don't know. Who knows? Maybe he's got stealthier. The official winner was Thomas Hicks, and he made it 10 miles from the finish line. So he made it 15 miles into the race, and he was ahead by a mile and a half. His coaches had to stop him from laying down because he just, it's so hot, it's so dusty, he's just done. So they're like, no, you're doing great, let's keep going. They dosed him with strychnine, rat poison, which also stimulates the nerve system. in small doses with a little brandy, which is what happened for Thomas. And so as he hallucinated and could barely walk, his trainer supported him over the finish line as he's kind of just making walking motions. And he would have died had astute medical personnel not been there and been like, what's going on with this guy? So he was treated. He lost 8 pounds during the course of that race.
Wow, that is a lot of water.
Yes. I am very surprised reading all that occurred for him that he did not die.
Oh my God.
Yeah. William Garcia of the US was found lying on the road on the side of the course with severe internal injuries because of breathing all that dust.
It's like they didn't know. Oh my gosh. People.
Whoa. Okay.
What?
On that subject, James E. Sullivan was the chief organizer for that Olympics. And he decided that this would be a good time to study the effects of dehydration. And so he decided to allow only one water station in the almost 25-mile course on a 90-degree day to study purposeful dehydration. So it was like at mile 11.
My face is hanging open. Oh my gosh.
Who put this guy in charge?
You know, it'd be great. I mean, since we're here anyway, well, he sounds like a true scientist, right? Since yeah. we're here anyway, you know, let's just test the effects of dehydration. If we kill a few, it's okay. There's like 30 of them.
I have some theories about all that pesky waters athletes are always drinking.
It just seems like a waste, doesn't it?
It's excessive, really. Yeah. Postman Anderin Carvajal joined the marathon at the last minute. He had been in New Orleans and he lost all his money. I don't know if he was gambling or just like got mugged, but he hitchhiked to St. Louis and had to run the event in street clothes. So he really was last minute. He turned his pants into cutoffs and hadn't eaten in 40 hours because he's been hitching. So he stopped in an orchard and he was like, super great apples. And the apples turned out to be rotten and he got very sick, very bad stomach cramps. And he had to lay down and take a nap and he still finished in fourth place.
What?
All these stories just are so crazy. You're like, no.
Yes. What were they doing in 1904?
I know.
What was the finishing time?
I was right there in the notes. We're so in sync. So a modern marathon, men's races ended about 2:02 and 2 hours and 10. Women's ended about 2:15, 2:25. So that's approximately a 5-minute mile for an entire marathon.
Wow.
Times have changed. We like the athletes to drink now. And they have amazing tech for shoes and their running gear. Even so, these Olympic finishers were 3 hours and 28 was the best time. 3:47 was third place. The rest of the finishers are listed as unknown and did not finish.
Oh my God.
So apparently 14 really did finish, but their times, they must have stopped recording. Like, we closed the course down, but good job for crossing.
Yeah, you didn't die. Get some water.
Mm-hmm. Now, they probably offered them whiskey and beer.
Oh, there you go. I can't believe they poisoned that guy. I'm like,
yes.
Well, you know, you could have given him cocaine or something. I mean, why strict? That's just like,
Yeah. More experiments. If this kills rats, it's got to be great for this guy.
Yeah, I'll perk him right up. He'll run for his life. No, that's not how this works.
Yeah, just it must have looked like one of those old films where they speed up the footage and everybody's running around like Laurel and Hardy. Mm-hmm. So that's the epic 1904, the Olympic marathon.
So did they do a marathon at the next Olympics? That's what I want to know.
Let's look, 1908.
Because doesn't that seem like somebody would have watched that and gone, you know, do we really need that next time?
Oh, they totally did. Well, I'm curious, when you type in 1908 Olympic marathon, Dorando Pietri comes up. Let's see if it's because of mayhem or if he was awesome. Oh, I think he was awesome because it's already listing like a 2 hour and something finish time.
Oh, wow. So maybe it wasn't in dirt roads in the middle of the day.
Yeah. He was an Italian long distance runner. Oh, he finished first in the, we'll have to do one on him. He finished first in the 1908 Olympics, but was subsequently disqualified. So...
Oh, controversy. There's scandal.
Mm-hmm. Those Olympics were held in London.
Okay. So they were like, we're going to show these Americans how to do a marathon.
We're going to run through Liverpool and stuff.
You know, on paved roads.
Yes, that's true. That's a bonus. Most everything is bricked and paved over there.
Wow, that takes the Summer Olympics to a whole new level, doesn't it?
Yeah. This one made me think about all the, like when you do a Tour de Cure race, that's the American Diabetes Association race.
Yeah.
They have lots of rest stops so that a diabetic can hit one anytime they need almost. And so the first time I did any other race, it was like the 1904 Olympics. I'm like, what is this clown show? I have ridden 3 miles and I need a Swedish fish.
There should be a cup of water,
preferably Gatorade, and I'd like it to be orange.
Yeah. Oh, you were spoiled.
Oh, totally. That was the first event I ever did, and so nothing compared except the Princess Petal Fest, and they have sugar cookies and dipped strawberries, and they did it right. And they had at the end, you got a 7-Up or a Sprite with a cherry in it. It was a good event. It was nice.
So what you're telling me is you've done the bougie races.
I have. We seek those out now. Yeah, we like those.
You're not like, how far is it or how much is it? You're like, so what kind of amenities do you have on the course?
Yes, that's exactly it. Do you have racks for our bikes? Because we don't want to lay them in the dirt.
Ew.
Ew. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not running on a dirt road, choking on dirt, no.
We hope you're not.
Yeah, we hope you're not. No. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. You can also ask your smart speaker to play us while you're jogging on your treadmill, maybe, where it's nice and air conditioned. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.